This is K2PCV. K2PCV, listening for any calls.
K2PCV, this is KE2GDQ. How are you on this Monday morning?
Well, good morning there, Brad. So far, the Monday is doing quite well. It's nice to be back on a normal routine. Hopefully, this is the start to a normal week at least. We came out of the weekend with the feeling like that we were heading that direction. So, yeah, things are good. How was your weekend?
Well, I would say my weekend was productive for the most part. Shot some trap yesterday and did okay at one place and not so good at another. Just weather conditions just weren't in our favor yesterday. Got some work done on the Dodge, that's about it.
Oh yeah, there was a period of time there yesterday where it was getting pretty low visibility, but it was coming out pretty good for a few moments there. It didn't last long, but it almost looked like something was going to stick with us for a little bit. We did all of our productive running around, but wanted to get out a little bit, so we did that on Saturday. Didn't want to be doing it if there was any weather coming on Sunday. We didn't go far. We went to Wegmans, Pio Mine for lunch, and I ran into a few stores. I ran into Lowe's. I ran into Tops. And, actually, I ran into Dairy Queen. But at least got her out of the house, and which meant a trip down the stairs and back up the stairs, and all went well. So it was good. I spent a good chunk of yesterday taking care of Christmas stuff, taking stuff down, putting that in the garage. Not what I wanted to do. I wanted to work on my 2U rack case for my GoBox / Field Day / whatever park adventures. I've got it on my desk. I've set my radio and tuner in it, but nothing's mounted. I'm having a hard time committing to which side the radio should be on and where it should be positioned front to back, so I might leave it sit there a few days and look at it and move it and look at it, and we'll decide. I've got time.
Oh, yeah, you definitely got time. Speaking of Field Day, did you know that there's a winter Field Day?
I did. But it's not one that I've ever participated in. Be good to listen along to. Or, maybe go to a club and get on the air or something. But, yeah, unfortunately I'm not in a position to get on the air. Is that coming up this weekend?
If I remember correctly, it's the last weekend in January. The Lancaster Club, I've been getting emails from, they're going to be doing something at Dunkirk, I can't remember which, basically for 3 days they were going to be doing it.
Wow, that seems pretty aggressive for the Winter Field Day. I suppose that could be it, unless that's their Lighthouse and Lightship weekend. There is a weekend specifically for communicating again to lighthouses and lightships, and the Dunkirk Lighthouse there at Gratiot Point is a registered lighthouse, so people are trying to contact that station, and the club sets up out there for that weekend. But yeah, after doing another 3 days for a winter field day, that's pretty awesome.
Yeah, it sounds like they might be doing the Winter Field Day at the Lighthouse. I'll forward you the email, and you can see. But I think that's what it is. But they talked about having there was some bedrooms of some sort, so there was bunk beds, so you could stay if you wanted. you know, you just had to bring your equipment and stuff like that. So it sounds like it was going to be a decent time. But I wouldn't mind doing a Parks on the Air sometime. I think that'd be kind of cool.
Yep, yeah, that's where I am gearing up towards, and yeah, I'm looking forward to doing that this year as well. I think I'm good. You know, I'm not state-of-the-art equipment, but I think I have all the equipment I need to set up. I just want to maybe pick up one more antenna that's a little more portable, a little easier to set up. We just go out there, hook up the battery to the equipment, throw up the antenna, and be up and running in 10 minutes and, you know, have the same amount of time to tear down without anything in trees, ideally. So I'm shopping around, so we'll see there. How's your Linux fight going?
Well, Linux is up and running. I did download one of the programs I had previously. Nothing was, so I mean, I didn't have anything saved or anything, so I've got that back installed. I haven't played with it much this weekend. Just there was doing other things, and so we'll see how the weather is this week. Maybe today a little bit. Tomorrow I do have to work on the Dodge again. Somebody forgot to put grease in some place, and after all that money that he put involved in it, he doesn't want it ruined, so I got to take it apart and put it back together.
Oh yeah, you better have words with that person that did that. Make sure they don't do that again. Oh yeah. Let's see, Lynn's birthday is coming up Thursday, and I don't think we'll do anything her birthday, but we might do something Saturday. She was talking about maybe going out. We're just going out for dinner. If anyone wanted to meet up with us, that's fine. And, yeah, so I have to see. Yeah, kind of playing it by ear. I know I like to have things planned about a week out, and we probably should have finalized this past weekend, but, yeah, we'll figure it out. It's not funny, but sort of ironic, as Lynn just got out of the hospital. Her procedure, her sister is now in the hospital. She fell, and when I say she fell at least a week and a half ago, close to 2 weeks, on the ice in her driveway. Thought not too much of it, just kind of banged up a little bit. Come to find out, she has 6 broken ribs and I think like a bladder infection. So I don't know how all that transpired, but yeah, craziness going on.
Wow. Yeah, 6 broken ribs. That can be make it hard to when you're breathing. I think ribs when your ribs are broken, it makes the breathing hard. Yeah, hopefully she recovers pretty quickly. It's good to hear that Lynn is. And another question, another ham related question. Have you ever done anything with satellites?
Oh, it was 5 broken ribs. Sorry about that, 5. No, I haven't done much for satellite besides, you know, listening for the, you know, the Passover, the overpass and try to listen to it. I used to have a... I don't even know if I still have it. I used to have a directional UHF antenna. I want to say that's long gone. It wasn't meant to be portable, so it was a little awkward. But now that I'm thinking about it, I don't know if they still do. One of the bearer repeaters used to do a simulcast of the satellite going over, so you could listen to it as it was going by. But that was many years ago. No, aside from listening along, I never really got into satellite stuff.
Yeah, I can't remember. I saw something about it and did a little digging, you know, because it talks about using an HT with a, it looks like it's a portable Yagi, which is got using for both bands, you know, UHF and VHF at 90 degrees each other on the same beam. So, you know, because obviously the uplink and the downlink are usually on different different bands. So I thought that was kind of neat, something that I could do outside. I could do that at a park, you know. So just something that I'm thinking that I might try.
Oh, yeah. I would say go for it. I mean, the antennas aren't really that much. You have your HT already. Trying to think if there would be any other equipment you would need, but no, unless you wanted like a tripod or something to better track it. Yeah, I think you'd be good. And that would be interesting equipment, helpful equipment if we ever wanted to do any fox hunting. I haven't done one of those in a while. I've done some with the radio club. I've done a couple at Hamfests. In fact, I won a, you know, that might be, now that I'm thinking about it, there was this one power supply I had, and I was trying to remember where it came from, and that's where it came from. I won that in a fox hunt. Wow. I just made that connection, and that was out at the Elmira Hamfest out there in Horseheads or whatever they call it at the fairgrounds. Chemung County Fairgrounds, that's what it is. That's a lot of fun.
Yeah, I've read some articles on fox hunts. That sounds interesting. I like the idea of the satellites. So one is I was going to program in to this computer the space station. Obviously, you know, the time would be limited, but if I knew more about when it was going to come across, just to see if there's any communication on that, you know, either uplinks or downlinks, that'd be kind of cool. Yeah, the fox hunt would be interesting because that it's kind of like orienteering except with the radio, but I know that they do that too, orienteering with radios, which would be kind of interesting because I like to do both. So this is KE2GDQ.
KE2PCV here. Yeah, definitely as the weather gets nicer, there will be a lot of activities we could seek out and participate in, and obviously the satellite stuff. So long as you're willing to be outside in the cold, we can do that anytime. Yeah, I think there's websites that track all that activity, so you can get ready for the, increased potential of picking up something. It's nice to know when they're actually transmitting, so you know if you're getting the signal or not, rather than thinking you're not sure. Are they not transmitting or am I not getting anything? You know what's going on here. Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't mind being outside. Yeah, and there are, from what I've read, there are websites that you can, access to find out which satellites are coming over at which time. I'm assuming which direction, because I don't, obviously they're not geosynchronous, so I don't know if they follow the same path. One of the things I've done is I've bought extended life batteries for my Bofangs. It's for two of them. So I have the batteries that last a lot longer. And if I was to do parks in a year, well, I'd probably want to do it with an HF rig, because I'm going to have to get an HF rig and a battery.
Yep, now's the time to do some research, and you get your license, get on the air. Yeah, it looks very reasonable that this could be your summer, or we take out some of my equipment. That'll work too. This is K2PCV. Is anyone else listening in going to join us here? I've only got about 4 minutes left. K2PCV.
KC2NVM, good morning, gentlemen. Had a busy weekend. Zoe had a tournament in Albany. She ended up losing her two matches. So the first one was against the number one seed in the country. So that went horrible for Zoe.
Good morning there, Jeff. Sorry that didn't go so well for Zoe, but yeah, man, think of the opportunity to go up against that person. That in itself is pretty cool.
You're going to get beat by the best. But she had fun overall. They got back at 8 o'clock last night. Had to go pick her up at the high school. There was a Meshtastic meetup at 1 o'clock at the Panera Bread in Tonawanda over on Sheridan. I was there from 1 to 5. And there were probably about 13, 14 people. And it was kind of fun, and then I ended up staying and talking to a couple people, and it was a good turnout.
Yeah, I didn't realize that meetup was still that popular these days, but I guess it doesn't really surprise me that it's not. We were somewhere the other day, and, we were at the hospital. The guy was talking about that he was scheduled for some meetup. I think they were going to a sporting event. But he couldn't make it, but somebody quickly filled in, so, you know, nothing was really lost, and, yeah. Do they do Parks on the Air kind of notifications through there, too, like we were just talking about?
The Meshtastic guy, Greg, has a Discord server, and a lot of information goes out through that, as well as through W2SO email service, but there were a few guys that were not hams that are kind of dabbling in the Meshtastic side, and a couple of them are studying currently for technician, so it was kind of fun. Ended up meeting the guy who left W2SO as a board member that was causing a lot of drama about the bylaws. He would not get in any specifics. I was kind of asking him a couple questions. He's like, not here. But I didn't want to say, I'm great friends with Dave, and I just want to know what's going on. But I'm like, yeah, I heard there was some drama going on, and you're the guy. So, anyway, it was a good day.
All right, I got to step out. This is K2PCV. I'll catch up with you on the inside, Jeff. I'll talk to you tomorrow, hopefully, Brad. And if you're in there, Ross, good morning, and we'll talk to you as well soon. This is K2PCV, 73.
KC2NVM, 73s. Have a good day.
73s to you guys, and we will talk to you tomorrow. KC2PET, are you in there?
KD2GDQ, this is KC2PET. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Ross. How are you, and how was your weekend?
Oh, my weekend's going not as I planned, but it's going okay. I had to do my parents' brakes in their car over the weekend. Those were fun. It's kind of sad how my sister and me and now we have like a second house to now work on. So my sister cleaned up the house a little bit more. We found it's getting a little more dustier than normal. And, yeah, like I said, I had to do brakes on their car. And, that was my Saturday, mostly. And then Sunday, Evelyn did, she has her volleyball. She plays volleyball in, I think it's West Seneca. Yep, it's in West Seneca. And she plays in that, and just to do something for the winter. And yeah, and then I kind of just relaxed because I did so much. And before I know it, I was making my lunch for today at work. How was your weekend?
Yeah, that sounds like you had a busy weekend. Overall, the weekend was good. I got the Dodge all back together again, but I forgot to put some grease in this one spot. So I got to take it all apart So that's actually, you know, basically the brakes, doing the front rotors on those, but it's not as easy on that vehicle as it is just a regular vehicle. So I got to take it apart, and I'll do that tomorrow because Karen will be gone, and it gives me room on the other one side of the truck to have the room to work. So I'll tear it apart, put the grease in, and I should be able to get it all back together in a couple hours, all in one shot. So hopefully that'll take care of that. It was cold, not too cold, but cold enough yesterday to be out shooting trap. Shot at Arcade first and then went to West Falls. And at West Falls was a tough place to shoot. The way the trap house is situated in their property with the snow, it was very, very hard to see the birds until they were right at their peak. So didn't do so well there, but that's okay. I learned a lot.
Yeah, I'd probably much rather do brakes on the old Dodge. The electronic brakes now are more of a challenge on the vehicles. I mean, I can get around them, but I'd rather do brakes on an older car than the new electronic ones. But I know if you're doing it yesterday, I know for a while there it was pretty much whiteout conditions where I was. I don't know if a snowstorm just came in or like a freak storm. It got like a whiteout. I was driving in that too. I was like, holy crap! It really picked up here, and then the wind and everything on top of it just made that much worse. So I had a hard time driving. I couldn't imagine shooting clay birds in the middle of that if that's where you were doing it.
Just as we were leaving, it was snowing pretty good. By the time we got to Arcade, it stopped. For a little bit, and then when we were shooting again, it did snow somewhat, but not too, it wasn't bad. At least we were able to see it. In West Falls, like I said, by then the snow had stopped, but it covered the ground, and it was just, the birds were just, they just washed out. That little orange thing just wasn't, I couldn't see it. One guy did. He shot really well. I don't know what he did, but oh well. That's why I do it, just to have fun. I'm not going to win $1 million doing this, so I'm just having fun.
Now, is there like a special colored glasses that you can wear to bring the color out? I know some guys will put glasses on. I don't know if that helps them or not.
Yes. As a matter of fact, I do have a set of lenses that helps make the orange oranger. And it did. When the bird was up with, when I could see it up against the trees, but the bird was already at its peak and or, dropping down, and it's harder to hit a dropping bird than it is a rising bird. Just the way the guns are set up and what you're trying to do.
Yeah, I know there's quite a science to that. Suppose you got to do a lot of adjusting, especially in windy conditions. I know they kind of probably move all over the place. I know the one in Alden, Allied, I think they have some type of electronic one I think you can shoot at. I think it's like a big screen. I don't know how it works. I just remember going there once to get some they had chicken barbecue there, and then I seen the big white screen in the back, and so, I mean, I think they project something up on that. I think they can kind of do a little electronic shooting, but I don't know much more behind that.
You're right. When the wind blows, the birds can move around depending on club location and obstructions and how the wind swirls. So sometimes they rise, sometimes they dive, sometimes they'll do an up and down thing, yeah, or they'll get pushed left or right. So, yeah, you got to make adjustments there. I think Ally did have an electronic trap thing so you could train with it. I'd heard of it. I had never seen it when I was there. But Allied used to be really big into trap. things have kind of died down a little bit there for some reason.
Yeah, I don't know when that club got established. I knew the one at County Line. I mean, that one's been there forever. I know. I don't know. I've never heard of Allied. I don't know if that's pretty new or has that been there for a while.
So, yeah, the one on County Line, the one I belong to, has been around for a long time, since I think like the 30s. Allied, I'm not sure when they started, but it's been around a fairly long time. And then there's also the one in, it's called Wooden Brook, which is up off Crittenden. Genesee, up on Genesee Street. So really, there's like three gun clubs in Alden.
Yeah, if I'm not mistaken, I think there's one in Colesville also. I think that runs off Folsomdale, I think. I did see something about a club there. So Colesville might have their own as well. But, all right, Brad, it's that time. I get in there. So I'm going to say 73's with you. Have a good day, and I will talk to you tomorrow. KT2GDQ, this is KT2PET. 73's, Brad, have a good day.
KT2PET, this is KT2GDQ, 73's to Ross. Have a great day, and we'll talk to you tomorrow. And KT2GDQ is clear for this channel.